Welcome to Crappy Friends, the podcast that discusses female friendships, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Girl power defeating bitchery since 2018.
I'm New York Times bestselling author Kristen Higgins.
And I'm USA Today bestselling author Joss Day.
And we're best friends.
Didn't even look. Did you see
I'm
that?
I'm so proud of you.
I know.
Yeah, well done. So this episode is a little different.
It is.
Because listeners,
I know,
we have a surprise for you.
We did a thing.
We did a thing. Crappy Friends, the book.
The book. Whoa.
Is now available through Amazon.
All of them. Barnes and Noble. Kobo.
It's an Apple. E-book. Soon be a paperback.
Yep. This week.
And this is a compilation of the things we've learned doing this podcast.
Yes.
Our stories, some of your stories.
Yes.
Some of the letters and issues that we've tackled.
That's right.
And I tell you, Joss, I wish someone had handed this to me when I was 13 years old.
I mean, I would have saved myself so much trouble.
So many hours, so much angst, so much despair, so many tears.
The chapter on red flags alone.
Just,
would have saved me.
You know.
Saved me.
This is a book about how to clear the path for really good friendships.
Yes.
How to nurture them.
Right.
How to seek them out.
Yep.
How to take good care of them and make them last. And in a lot of situations, that means getting rid of the crappy friends.
It does. It's also about how to be a not crappy friend.
Right.
Too. How to be like the best friend you can be.
Right. And how to give what you're able to give.
Yes.
And not overextend yourself.
Right.
For friends. So we had just like with the podcast, which I don't know, this may come as a shock to you, is very homespun, shall we say.
That's very generous.
This book came very easily to us where I said, you know, I don't know if you said it or I said, we should make it a book.
Yeah.
And I don't know, a couple months later, it was done.
The book, the words just came out.
They flowed. They flowed. And so we want to tell you today about what the chapters are about and just kind of talk a little bit about what you'll learn from buying this book.
Yeah.
It is just under $10.
Yeah.
It is 153 pages of therapy.
Yes.
You will save yourself so much money.
We spent the money for you.
We did.
Yeah.
Our, I don't know, 112 years in therapy combined has given rise to this book.
Yeah.
So the first chapter is called Stuck in a Crappy Relationship.
Right.
And that is just sort of the plight of those of us who are in a friendship where the friend is not really a good person.
Right.
Or we don't really enjoy the friendship, or it's really unbalanced. And yet here we are still
in not the damn knowing friendship. What to do. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just finding ourselves kind of sucked of energy.
Yes.
And
exhausted. Just lying to not be around this person.
You know, making excuses.
Right.
You know, and how, we've all been there, sisters. So.
Yes, I know.
So. Welcome to the club.
Right.
Chapter 2
is my story. This is the story that sort of broke the barrier between Chris and I. We were friends, but then we became really good friends after I felt safe enough to tell this story.
Right.
So that's what chapter 2 is all about, is how I was dumped, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a friendship with someone who used you.
Yeah.
And really wasn't interested in you. Except as you served her.
Right, right.
Her ego, her Friday night slots, whatever it was.
Right, right.
Chapter 3 is my story,
right,
which I confided to Joss. And again, that was sort of the admission that had us jump the fence to really close friends.
Right.
Where I told the story of this complicated friend who I met and fell in love with in one night.
Yep.
And immediately thought like, oh my God, I have a new best friend, sister.
Right.
And all the hard truths that followed.
Yeah.
About the myth of insta-friendship that we've talked about a lot on the
so
podcast.
So many times.
And things to watch out for.
Yeah.
And ways to avoid that myth. You know, it's absolutely possible that you can make a best friend from that connection that you feel instantly.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you will.
No, it doesn't. But I think what the book will help you do is recognize maybe you have clicked with someone.
Right.
Right? The book will help you recognize the best path to take to really nourish that relationship right. into a real friendship and not where you like fall into the
But we had that great weekend.
I know.
And it was so much fun. And I just wish things were like that. So chapter 4 is about our joint experience.
Yes.
With another complicated, difficult friend.
Right. And about just recognizing red flags, which we did too late at this point.
Yeah. And this friend was someone who came to us draped in red flags.
We just should have known.
And we ignored them all.
Yes, every last one.
We found a way to justify them because we wanted to be nice and she was cute.
Yeah.
We didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Exactly.
And in the end, we hurt her feelings and we were crappy friends.
Right.
She was a crappy friend.
So, yeah.
Chapter 5 is one of your favorites.
It's about bitchery. I think subsequent chapters, we talk about how to recognize crappiness in a friend and what that looks like. And bitchery is what chapter 5 is all about.
Yeah, because this is about the ways that friends can be shitty to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
And what you find yourself putting up with because of either a historic friendship.
Right.
Or because you're taken by surprise and you don't know what to say. It's about envy and jealousy mm-hmm. and downright cruelty sometimes.
Yes, yes. Yep, absolutely.
Chapter 6 is called Attention Whores and Drama Mamas.
Yeah.
And I wrote that chapter. I had a great time writing that chapter. This is, you know, those friends who suck all the air out of the room.
Yeah.
You are the audience member. They are the performer. And, or, you know, they always have something horrible going on.
Yes.
And your life is, you know, boring by comparison.
Right.
As they see it. Whereas what your life really is might be stable.
Yes.
Happy. Balanced.
Right.
But these friends just require so much attention.
They do.
And they can be really hard to extricate from.
It's hard. They often say things like, well, I wish I had it as easy as you do.
Right.
And then they go on with their whole drama that they are going through.
Yeah.
Frenemies is chapter 7. That's a fun chapter.
Yeah. That's like the person you might work with.
Yes. Who pushes you maybe mm-hmm. a little bit. And there's a little competition going on. It might be good, but this chapter talks about how it could be dangerous and how it can be bad.
Yeah. And how to handle that. Because you might have to deal with this person.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's on the same committee or she's, you know, head of the Parent Teacher Association and you are the secretary. So it's about how to spot that.
Yeah.
How much to work. How do you work with someone like that that you don't really trust?
Right.
Chapter 8 is playing the victim card. One of our most popular episodes is about that friend who has been through really hard times and will not get past it.
Cannot, it seems, get past it. And you have killed yourself trying to help her get past this. It's been years and she's still, you know, on the same thing. She can't seem to rise above it. It's this horrible loop that she's in.
Yeah. Everything seems to point to the fact that she is cursed.
Yes.
And you are not. And therefore, there's this subtle message that you owe her.
Right.
Because your life is better.
Right. And the next chapter is Gossip and Secrets.
Joss's pet subject.
And, you know, we've gotten a bunch of letters in the past where people have written to us about neighbors and this whole gossip chain starts and things like that. And so it's really about why to avoid gossiping about your buddy, right? And how and when to reveal secrets to your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I think in that chapter we reference possibly knowing that your best friend's partner is cheating. And how do you break that news to your mm-hmm. best friend?
Yeah, and gossip is so delicious.
It is.
Which is why it's a thing, you
right.
know? People love to hear the inside scoop.
That's
and get
right.
that information first. So it's very seductive, and this is a chapter about how to avoid it and how to measure it when it's told to you.
Yeah.
And all sorts of good advice in that one, which you wrote. That was a very good one.
Oh, thanks, yes.
Chapter 10 is the Friendship Balancing Act. And I think this is something that, for me, is very personal. I love my friends. They're a big part of my life. I need to see my friends in non-pandemic times, you know, a few times a week. Mm-hmm. It's a big part of my life. And yet not all of my friends feel the same way. So I might go for weeks without hearing from Dr. Khaleesi, for example.
Right,
right. But it doesn't mean that she's not thinking of me or that she is avoiding me.
Right.
So it's sort of like being the friend who knows what to expect from whom.
Right.
And also not being that friend who makes so many demands.
Right, right.
You should always have reciprocity in your friendships.
Right.
That's really important, that you get and give the same amount.
So chapter 11 is the art of the apology, which is tough. We both talk about why it's hard to apologize, the best way to apologize, and what apologizing will accomplish.
Right, right.
It's a good chapter.
And, you know, when you deserve an apology and how to move forward from there.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody screws up. Right. So are you going to cut off a friend who puts her foot in it, you know, forever? Is she dead to you now?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And maybe not. Yeah. Maybe you can get past it. Chapter 12 is about ending a friendship. And for me, this is the absolute hardest thing to do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
To say, like, I'm sorry, I just can't stay in this relationship.
Right.
You know, and it's true, like, whether it's a romance or a friendship, but having to say the words and say to someone, you know, I think it's run its course.
Yeah.
How do you do that decently?
Right.
How do you do it effectively?
Right.
So that you don't just start a fight going back over every incident that bothered you in the past 20 years.
Right.
And how to take care of yourself afterwards.
Right.
Because it is so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Chapter 13, we talk about getting dumped, which I talked about in my chapter. Hello, Hawk.
My cat just jumped up on Joss's lap.
Hello, Hawk.
He loves you.
And I think we reference a letter we got from a woman who had a 25-year friendship.
Oh, yes.
And she got dumped, which is brutal.
Right.
Right?
She said it was worse than her divorce.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, you know, it happens, right?
Yeah.
Your friend ghosts you, or suddenly she's giving you the cold shoulder and you are not friends anymore.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most painful things a person can go through when it's a really close friendship. Because also in the book we talk about the mythology of, you know, friends to the grave.
Yeah.
And that this isn't supposed to happen. So what do you think is wrong with me that I did get dumped?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So it's about dealing with that, about self-care, and about creating a new friendship afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then chapter 14 is about crap-free friendships.
Yeah.
Because this is a book about girl power defeating bitchery.
Yeah.
And it's about how to really find and nurture and take care of the friendships with the people who are worth your time.
Yeah.
And how to have the kind of friendship that will last forever and grow and change and be something that's one of the great loves of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, I mean, I feel like we have that, Joss.
Well, I think we do.
You know?
Absolutely.
You come to my house on Christmas. You're coming to the princess's wedding.
So excited.
And, you know, I mean, we started off as friendly acquaintances.
Yeah.
And we kind of liked each other at first. And
yeah.
Very slowly.
Slowly but surely.
And intelligently.
Yes.
We... My cat wants to breathe Joss's very breath. Breathe in your essence. But yeah, we took our time with our friendship and here we are today.
Yeah.
Self-declared friendship.
That's
experts.
Right. That's right. I think too, though, I mean, we took our time, but we were also working on ourselves in therapy and things like that. And that's important to note that we were, and I think chapter 14 talks about that too. It's about being the best person that you can be. And sometimes that involves, you know, unpacking a lot of what's going on with you.
And really being a good friend to yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think so many of us look outward to see, you know, if we're lonely, if we're sad, if we're bored, we need a person to fill that.
Right.
And so much of the time, that's our job.
Yeah.
We have to work on ourselves.
Right.
And, you know, without using too much pop psychology, you know, you do have to work on yourself.
Absolutely.
And you do have to take care of yourself and be the kind of person who deserves those kind of friends.
Yes.
And that's what we want for you, listeners.
Absolutely.
So the book is called...
Crappy Friends.
There we go. And it's available at all the usual places.
Yep.
Online. Paperback coming soon.
Paperback coming very
soon. And take a look at that beautiful cover. See if you recognize anyone.
I know!
Thanks for listening to Crappy Friends. Don't forget to subscribe to Crappy Friends and consider leaving us a review. Email us your friend stories at theladies@crappyfriends.net. I'm Kristen Higgins.
And I'm Just A.
And we're best friends.
Forever.